Ready for another quality podcast?
Okay, here we go.
All thanks to Endeavour Homes, builders of quality. And for premium inclusions you can afford, search the Foundation Series by Endeavour Homes. This is the Pete and Kimber Podcast.
Hi, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, welcome. We've been getting around in our Mario and Luigi caps this morning.
Woohoo!
Telethon sent us these really cute hats with Fat Cat on the inside. What's that bit called? The inside of the brim? What's that bit?
I think it's the inside of the brim.
Is that right?
Isn't that what it is? Just the inside
Maybe.
Of the underneath.
The so underneath it's, bit.
Yeah.
Is,
well, the brim of the hat, everybody yeah. knows what a brim of a hat is. The bottom of it and not the top that faces the sky.
Yeah, it's cute. It's got a Fat Cat in there and they're really cute, but they are bright green and bright red and they are Luigi and Mario colours.
Yeah, it's gold.
So
absolute
we've been bouncing
gold.
Around the studio all morning.
Now, if you came here to find our chat with the Hollywood Insider from the Pete and Kimber Show, who shared the most amazing stories about living for 3 years in Hollywood and the people he came across at parties and gatherings and get-togethers and
you
all
know,
sorts.
Getting high with Joaquin Phoenix, pinching Liz Hurley's bum and her pinching his.
Sitting on Elton John's lap.
Kissing Brad Pitt. He lived a life, didn't he?
Certainly did. That's on another podcast.
Yeah, go find it. But on this podcast, some great stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to hang around and listen to the chat with Oscar Allen and Hamish Blake on at the same time because it felt like a mess.
It was a mess because our producers accidentally double booked the same interview spot and we felt bad. We couldn't say to Oscar, we've got to get rid of you because we've got Hamish.
Yeah.
And we couldn't say that to Hamish. So we just thought we'll put them both on air together and see what happens. And I feel like they created a new bromance.
I agree with you. Yeah, there's a connection there. Oscar then hung around and he played the wheel of inappropriate questions. He had some interesting things to say about the West Coast Eagles theme song.
I think he had some interesting things to say about the West Coast Eagles locker room.
Yeah, there was that.
And the showers.
Yeah.
The showers stood out to me more than...
Actually, that's a fair point.
The theme song, but it depends how you roll.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Yeah. Yay or nay, that's always a little bit of fun. The new Taylor Swift album, we gave you the details about that. Just a heads up, we found out later on in the show this morning that the song that we do play you, which is meant to be the big song off the new album, is actually an AI-generated song and not the song. But you'll hear just how committed to the fact I am that it is the song.
You forced the producers to get that audio. And they said,
hold a gun to their head.
They said, the song hasn't been released yet. We can't get it for you. And you said, it will be out there somewhere. So when they thought they found it, they gave us what they thought was right. And it's not.
It might be better, to be honest with you. It's a good song. It's
I mean, we're just being honest, right? Yeah. We may as well be upfront. We sometimes make mistakes.
It happens. Where'd you leave your child? Got your stories, Mix Fam? About
people
where you
leave their child. They've left their children in places that they're unreal.
Yeah.
Someone on our Mix Fam has gone in there. You can join our Mix Fam. We have our Pete and Kimber's Mix Fam page on Facebook.
Mm.
And we sort of do behind the scenes and we all have nice conversations. Everyone's lovely in there because basically if you're a dickhead, we kick you out.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a story in there that someone has written after we finished the show saying they were in Singapore and they were on the train and they realized, oh, we've gotten on the wrong train. So mum and dad with the stroller wheel the baby off the train, get off, but the other two kids didn't get off in time and they stood at the platform and watched their two kids whisked away on a train in a strange country.
That's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare.
Anyway.
And the producer rap?
Yeah, the producers tell us the times we've disappointed them during the week.
There you go.
Sunny days are here to stay when you switch on the solar savings with Pleco. Search Pleco.
It's time for...
Oscar!
Alan!
Oscar Allen, hello, mate.
Thanks, guys. That's a new intro. I don't mind that one bit.
Very good.
How are we going?
It's great to see you.
I know. It's good to see you guys as well. We were just saying off air, it's probably been about 5 or 6 months. So, I've missed you guys dearly. What's been happening?
Oh, we've missed you too. And then you came in sporting bad boy facial hair. And not even bad boy facial hair. Grown up
facial hair. Yeah, but it's like...
And you're in a suit.
It's that. It's the suit thing with the facial hair that makes you look all grown up.
Well, obviously, I've just turned 25, which means my frontal lobe is fully matured, and this is what I've decided is me now. So if you see me around, I'll be wearing a knockoff cheap suit, and I'll have some scruffy facial hair and look like I'm in dire need of seeing a barber. So, yeah, this is me now.
So, Oscar Allen on the Pete and Kimber Show. Ahead of Derby weekend this weekend, the West Coast Eagles hosting the Fremantle Dockers. But just quickly, mate.
Turns out we've double booked this space and we're actually meant to be talking to Hamish Blake from Lego Masters. So, good morning, Hamish.
Hello.
Hi, Hamish. Hamish,
how
Oscar,
are we?
We're great. We're really sorry about this. Is there any chance we could just do the interview with you both?
I mean,
with who?
With Oscar Allen from the West Coast Eagles.
Yeah, sure. Chuck us on. I mean, happy to help. Can I'm a big fan of efficiencies.
Yeah, look, sometimes these things happen, Hamish. You worked in radio a very long time, you know. Every now and then you
double
book
yourself.
We'd
often just bundle people together. If we had two songs we needed to get away, we'd often just play both at the same time. I mean, you've probably got a certain amount of time to do the show, you know.
I mean, Lego Masters, Australia versus rest of the world, Sunday, 7 o'clock on 9, the Western Derby on tomorrow across our screens as well. I mean, there's just...
Well, that means
it's a great idea.
It means it's a big weekend for both of you. So I guess I'll start by asking you, Oscar, how are you preparing for this weekend?
Oh, look, I'm not actually playing, so I'm not doing a whole heap to prepare. I'll probably go watch the boys train today, but I've got a really quiet, enjoyable weekend on the cards.
Oh, good.
And Hamish Blake, how are you preparing?
Well, it sounds to me like Oscar's got some time to catch up on this. Lego Masters on 9 now if he hasn't watched the first three episodes. Do you think he might be doing that, Oscar? Watch the boys train.
Look, it's a really good plug. A lot of the guys have actually been watching it. If I knew that we were on the air together, I would have worn my Must Be Very Nice shirt, which Andrew Gaff purchased the whole playing group. He got a number of us a shirt. So I would have been wearing that this morning.
Well done. Well done.
I'm sorry. Can you explain what that is? What's just happened there?
Oh, well, look.
Maybe we kick back you guys off here and me and Oscar just do the show.
I'm happy. I'm sitting back, buddy. Go for it.
Look, like, obviously, you go, mate. It's actually your stuff, you can explain it a bit better.
I'd actually prefer to hear from a consumer. So I think that's a great call. If you tell us, is it a good fit? There must be very nice T-shirt.
Well, look, because it's the higher end of quality, like, there's two ends of the quality. There's the Must Be Very Nice shirt, and then there's the other one, which is just the everyday Joe Blow, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've lost touch. Like, effectively, look at me. I'm wearing a suit and I'm a footballer today. Like, what's going on with me?
Yeah, you're confused.
So I've branched out, and I have the Lost Touch Must Be Very Nice shirt. It's got better embroidery, better seams. I think you'd agree, Hamish. They're probably the main differences.
You picked up well on it. Yeah, there's 15 to 20 more stitches on that particular shirt through the seaming as well. And just if a guy like yourself, you know, you've done a lot of work in the weights room, you need a shirt that's going to be able to contain the body.
I mean, who saw this coming?
I did it.
This is...
Hamish.
This is, for me and Andy on our podcast, we offer a range of merchandise. You can either buy the In Touch with the Common Man t-shirt, that's just simple printed, just to show that you're in touch, or you can buy the Lost Touch with the Common Man t-shirt to have embroidered pockets, because it is a little fancier, and then the Must Be Very Nice t-shirt, they're the absolute top of the line.
We have brought this on ourselves, Pete.
That's a beautiful thing to know that Gaffey is looking after all... playing group, but also letting them acknowledge that, they've lost touch.
Yeah. Let's get this interview back on track. I mean, what advice do you have for kids that would like to be like you? Hamish?
Who's that? Sorry. Oh, right. Yeah, look, so, same as you know, turn up early to training, ask a lot of questions, be a good teammate, stretch, prehab. Can't stress it enough. Just is make sure you don't get any injuries, look after your body. That's probably the same tips as Oscar would give. Is that about right, Oscar?
Yeah, you're far too associated with football if you know what prehab is. Like, that is prehab is the arch nemesis of all footballers, because it's the best thing for you, but it takes up so much time. It's pretty much all like your mini band work, stretching, stuff that you see all like TikTok influencers do on their... Like, you see people do, like, glute band stuff to get, like, your bum bigger. Like, we do that because it's good for your body.
Oh. Do you have any time in there
Same
for playing
thing with
Lego?
I think with Lego Masters, I know it'll be an intense game this weekend, but, look, it's done and dusted in 2.5-3 hours. Some of the Lego builds go for 12 hours. and I'm on my feet the whole time. So you have to be in peak physical condition.
Look, I got to be honest. Like, we had a thought that this would be a bit of fun and be look quite clever. As it's turned out, it's just been like a sensational plug for the Hamish and Andy podcast.
Well, that's
and these
why we were getting him on anyway, right? He was right. Coming on to plug Lego
no,
Masters.
No, Lego Masters, not the Hamish and Andy podcast.
Well, that's okay. The podcast is brilliant. It's on the listener app.
Yeah,
have a great
true.
Time.
No,
I got zero problems with it. It's not like I have to, you know, go back to Channel 9 and report how I went.
we're
not
going to
sit down with a transcript and a highlighter to make sure there was enough conversation about Lego.
Well, thanks, Hamish Blake from Lego Masters Australia versus the rest of the world at 7 p.m. on Sunday on 9. And thanks, Oscar from the West Coast Eagles.
No, he's hanging around. He's not going anywhere. Oh, he's got another 5 minutes
well, then
up
why
his sleeve.
Why didn't we just make him wait while we chatted to Hamish?
Because he's in a suit.
Oh. People in suits don't wait.
Hamish, thanks, mate. Nice to chat to you.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I'm in undies, so I'm out of here. have a good game this weekend, Oscar.
Yeah, congrats on the SP, Hamish.
Thanks, Sam. I'm not trying not to bring it up too much. I appreciate that.
I think we just made a new friendship between
it us. Sounds like
did
it.
Did we just connect you two? Did you feel some sort of, like, bromance there?
Look, like, I've been really fortunate in my life to meet some cool people. Like, he's, like, one of my favourites, so that was thoroughly enjoyable. Yeah, thank you for that.
Oscar Allen from the West Coast Eagles ahead of the Derby this weekend. Bounce down is tomorrow, 6:10 p.m. at Optus Stadium. It's powered by Pleco. Switch on the solar savings. Oscar, I don't know if you noticed that a wheel in here just casually started making its way a little bit closer to one of the microphones.
Yeah, it's just appeared next to me. And as I look at it, I see four numbers.
Yeah.
And I just have no clue what they mean. Mm.
This is the Wheel of Inappropriate Questions.
Now, let us get down to business.
Wheel of Inappropriate Questions.
Very simple game. All we do is we spin the wheel and you have to answer the question that you land on.
And there's no pleading the fifth. It's you getting an answer.
Yeah. I mean, Pete and I have had to answer questions about whether we've had naughty dreams about each other. We've had to answer quite a few things, really, haven't we?
Yeah,
what we've lied to our parents about.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we listen to other radio stations?
Ooh.
How much does Pete earn? Everything. Whoa. There's a lot in there.
Yeah. What a disappointing answer I gave to that.
We just bleeped it out.
So, Oscar, I mean,
yep.
Would you be willing to play our Wheel of Inappropriate Questions and take the risk?
I mean, yeah, I will. For the sake of the game, I will. I'm very concerned about what kind of questions. I trust you two deeply. I think we've worked together for 4 years now, so
yeah.
I'd like to think we've got a good working relationship. Oh, you wouldn't throw me too far under the bus.
You're so right, except Pete and I don't write the questions.
Oh, God.
and Pete and I don't know what they are because we also have to answer the Wheel of Inappropriate Questions at times, and so we just don't have a clue.
Producer Rami does.
So what's your relationship like with Rami?
Look, it could be tested after this. I have to walk past him on the way out, so we'll see how this goes.
Okay. Well, look, start on any number you like.
I pick the number.
Oh, no, and then give it a spin. But you can start on anything you like, because I like to set you up for success.
I like number two. We'll start number
okay.
two.
Okay. All right.
All right, so Oscar Allen spinning the Wheel of Inappropriate Questions. West Coast Eagles fans cannot get out of their
there
cars.
There you go. Landed on number one. All right. On a scale, Oscar Allen, on a scale from 1 to 10, how much do you like the current Eagles song?
Oh, my God.
Now, there's been a bit of controversy around this song.
That's
this is a Birds of Tokyo song, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And maybe it's not everyone's favourite.
Yeah, look, it's a great question, and I'm being put in a really precarious situation right now.
Is this the kind of thing that'll make them like take you off the field on Sunday? Because
yeah.
you're not playing anyway. So
yeah, they can't drop me.
Yeah.
Right? I'll be honest, right? So growing up as an Eagles fan, I love the original song. And due to that, I compare everything to that's a 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah. That's a benchmark.
Yeah, so I give this song, our current song, a 5.
Right.
5 out of 10.
Yep.
Because it's not what the other song was. But I do see the value in
you're saying
a refresh
too much.
Of brand.
The more you say, the more we know it's a 2 and you're just giving it extra.
Yeah, 4.
And so I feel...
You're sweating. Are you okay?
Do you feel... Pete, do you feel one question was enough?
No, give him one more.
Okay,
one more.
Hopefully it lands in that blank space where the one was.
There we go. Oscar Allen from the West Coast Eagles play the Wheel of Inappropriate Questions. Number four.
Here we go. Oscar, do football players still all shower naked together?
Good question. Most of us do. There is becoming a trend, jocks in the showers, which is a big no-no for me. But generally, everyone showers naked together.
Right, okay.
Is it like just a big wet room? Or, like, how's it set up?
Yeah, good question. Subiaco Oval, our old showers, was quite imposing because it was almost like a square Rubik's Cube, right? But
like,
then
like
it's just
cattle,
all
just
open,
you
so you're just
down.
You're just looking at each other. Our showers now are like a rectangle, if you can imagine that, just on either length side. But they put up little doors either side. Mm. Obviously, privacy.
Yep.
I can or cannot say whether some of those doors have been ripped down, so promote good conversation and viewing.
Who's the happiest one in the locker room? Who's got the biggest smile? Come on, who is it? It's you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oscar, we're so happy to have you back. We're always disappointed when you're injured and you don't get to play, but we hope at least we get to have some fun with you.
Yes, it's great to see you guys, and I can't wait to come back in the studio and see your beautiful faces every week.
Oh, you too, mate. Absolutely gorgeous. Good luck this weekend against the Fremantle Dockers, but
Thank you very much. Mate. Yeah, we might. I think we might knock you off, but we won't see.
We'll see.
Pete and Kimber's yay or nay.
Hello, producer Robbie.
Morning.
Hey.
Yay or nay. Got three set topics for you here, and you got 3 seconds on each to make up your mind. Are we ready?
Yep.
First one, bit controversial. Shepherd and Hass avocados are the same.
3, 2, 1.
Nay. Nay. Shepherd avocados. I know you're trying your best. But it's not good enough.
This is a pre-show meeting argument we had because I don't know the difference.
Yeah.
Shepherds are the ones you have when there's no Hass around.
No, right. But people say that.
So what? Can you explain which one? The Hass is the...
The green, scaly one.
They're all a bit green.
No, the Hass is the darker skin.
The darker variety.
One, and then you get that kind of slightly oval one with the really smooth green skin.
And why does everyone hate that one?
Because they just taste bland.
Are they the same price?
Yeah, I think so.
They're the same price in shops. So well, they're nay for me.
It tastes bland. Avocado is bland. It's delicious with like oil and salt, but I mean, other than that.
So I agree with that.
What does avocado taste like?
See, I mean, it tastes like my mortgage. That's what avocado tastes like. Yeah, that's what it tastes like. My mortgage payments every month.
Hass avocados make up 83% of production in Australia.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So we should just learn to like them.
Shepherds just come around, you know, when they have to.
What a riveting start to Yay or Nay.
Hey, that was good. Hey, second one, sitting down in the shower.
3, 2, 1.
Nay.
Yay.
Absolutely nay.
Absolutely yay. I love it.
My old housemate used to do this. I think it's disgusting.
Why?
Maybe you guys clean your showers more often than me, but there's no way I'd be sitting on the shower floor at my house.
Why?
Gross.
Why not? What's on the shower floor in your
filth. Nothing but filth.
Because Kimber pees shower. In her shower.
Oh, okay.
But there's nothing but filth on the floor of a shower.
It's a shower. It's washed away.
That's spoken by someone who clearly doesn't clean the shower in their house.
I'm the one who does clean the shower in the house. Thank you very much.
Do you think it feels
I do the shower
clean?
The toilets. Yeah.
Or when you stand under the water and all the filth washes from the top of your body to the bottom and lands on the shower floor.
Yeah. Mate, honestly, you're missing out. We've got a big bath. And what you do is you, where the shower goes into, and you spray some conditioner on there, and then you can slide up and down. It's fantastic.
Why don't you have a bath?
It's great fun.
Riveting. Why do you sit on the shower floor?
I actually just sit there sometimes. I just like the feeling of the shower coming down while I'm sitting on the bottom of the bath with the shower on top, and I like the feeling of it.
Are you
close
crying?
My eyes and just
are you crying?
And I've got my legs crossed and my arms around my legs in the fetal position, and yes, I'm bawling my eyes out.
The idea of being naked with your butt cheeks on the tiles of the floor of your shower, it just feels gross.
And last one. All babies look the same.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Nay, absolutely not.
Yours look the same. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because they're from the same family. They're from the same mother and father. Not all babies look the same.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They do. There's a whole period of until they start developing some features.
They just look
I reckon if you said to a parent, go into the neonatal ward here, go and pick up which baby is yours. and there was no labels. And
that's
no...
a good test.
No, I disagree with you there. I absolutely disagree.
100%. No.
Yes, if there's
you
no
could pick mothers, yours.
100% I could pick mine. Yep, and so could any mum listening, I reckon.
Not just based on the circumference of their head.
Ouch.
Shove another one of those bloody avocados in your mouth. If you are a Taylor Swift fan, big news to hand. This has dropped just moments ago. The brand new album, The Dead Poets Society, is going to be dropping at midday today, Kimber. Midday today.
Did no one know? Surely they saw this coming.
No, they've been trying to work it out. It's going to feature the brand new song, the debut release off the album. You're going to hear it for the first time of Fortnite, Taylor Swift and Post Malone. Good.
Nice. Do you know, also too, I mean, she's already broken a lot of records in the past for music and record sales and stuff like that. And she actually stands to break more records, but most of them are her own. But she is the only person, Taylor Swift is the only artist to have sold more than 1 million copies of an album in 1 week, 6 different times.
Is that right?
6 different
That's
times.
That's why she's worth $1 billion. It's not just the tour that she's done.
Yeah. If she sells it again for the Tortured Poets Department, then she's going to make it the 7th.
Thanks for correcting what I said before, by the way, because I said the Dead Poets Society.
Yeah, which was a fantastic film, Oh Captain, My Captain. Yeah. One of my favourite films of the 90s. But,
it's the Tortured Poets Department. Swifties are losing their minds in the car right now on the Mitchell.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce, her boyfriend, was actually asked shortly after he won the Super Bowl. How's that? You've won the Super Bowl. Hey, can we talk to you about Taylor Swift?
Thank goodness, because the amount of times that women are asked questions when they have made a major achievement and they just go, and what are you wearing?
Mm.
And it's great that someone's just been asked about their partner instead of...
Well, is this the equivalent for the bloke of the what are you wearing?
Yeah.
Because he has been asked how he feels about the new album. I mean, and in particular, about the fact that Taylor Swift is very well known for releasing songs that are about her exes. This is what he had to say.
I have heard some of it, yes. And it is unbelievable. I can't wait for... her to shake up the world when it finally drops.
You got to give us something about the new album.
Oh, I can't give you anything.
I can try.
I leave that up to her.
He also went on to say that he's not worried. He's not worried about any other exes that might feature on the album, though there's rumors that they might. And he's not worried about becoming one of those inspirations himself. Now, she's got a long list, right? So there's Harry Styles, for example. This was about Harry Styles. This was also about Harry Styles.
And if I dated Harry Styles, I'd write 400 songs
Would
about
you?
Him.
Really?
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Right, so that's out of the woods. This was about Jake Gyllenhaal. All Too Well. This was also about Jake Gyllenhaal. This was about Tom Hiddleston. Getaway Car. This was about Taylor Lautner.
So far you're just listing a whole heap of men who have let her down.
What do you mean they've let her down?
In some way.
You weren't inside those relationships. Are you serious? They haven't let her down. They've given her inspiration to become a billionaire. I think they've done very well for her.
Are you still going?
Yes, I'm still going. There's still more. Do you want more?
I mean, I don't...
Sweet Joe Alwyn, sweet nothing.
I'm not sure where you're going with it. Are you potting her for having too many boyfriends or something?
No, I'm not potting her for... Don't put words into my mouth. I'm not potting her for having too many boyfriends.
I was asking where you were going with it.
I'm just saying that if I was Travis Kelce, I'd be nervous. I'd be really nervous.
Really?
Yeah, really, really nervous.
That she'll write an amazing song about you.
I'd be listening really hard to that album at midday today, The Tortured Poet Department. If I was Travis Kelce, I'd be listening really hard, particularly to track number 7, not to give anything away.
The Pete and Kimber Podcast.
Now, Pete, I want you to imagine that you board a plane and you're sitting on the plane and it takes off and you're in the air for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then another passenger starts creating a bit of a scene, demanding that they turn the plane around and go back because they've forgotten something.
Yeah, no, sorry, mate. Go and get the flight attendant and tell them to sit down and up.
Oh, okay. But the flight attendants, they're going, you know, they're creating quite a scene. Like, they really want to go back. Would it matter to you, depending on what they'd forgotten?
No. God, no. You can't. You've got 300 people on that plane. You've just gotten up into the air. You're a few minutes into it. There is no reason whatsoever that you could possibly be turning that plane around. And also the logistics of it, like having to call the airport and the other aeroplanes that are on the runway. It just wouldn't happen, ever.
Well, this pilot had to. This pilot had to call back and say, may God be with us. Can we come back? Because a passenger forgot her baby, left it in the waiting area at the airport.
Oh, well, you didn't say that first, did you? I mean, that's a bit different.
Going back. Right. Who forgets their baby?
Yeah, that's huge.
I mean, I get that it can happen, you know, but this is, she says all that happened was she was just, I don't know, put her baby down on the floor there in the waiting area, got carried away, got as far as boarding the plane, sitting on it, putting her seatbelt on, flying, like they were already in the air.
And it's not like you don't have time to figure it out. Like, especially while you're sitting there watching that line of people who like to get up nice and early when they call for everybody to come to the gates.
Or the emergency sort of deal that they give you where they say, and if you're fitting a mask to a smaller baby or child, which could have flagged with her, hang on a second.
And surely at some point the staff would have come up to her and said, oh, look, we understand. Like they do with vegetarians on the flight and go, you're a vegetarian. you're going to get your meal at this time. Would you like the corn on the cob or the... we understand you have a baby.
Yeah. No.
That's crazy.
So they turned the plane around.
They had to. And they hardly ever do it. Planes really only turn around for health scares or like problems with the plane.
Yeah.
Really. Oh, except in 2013, there was American Airlines. They turned it around because they had a passenger that refused to stop singing Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You.
No.
And they diverted to Kansas City.
Is that legitimate? Yes. Are you serious?
Yes. But I do know people, like a very dear friend of mine. She left her baby behind in Perth during a fire. Like they had a fire evacuation notice down in Anchortel and she had enough time. So she had about half an hour to pack up some stuff. So she grabbed the passports, all the important gear that she needed.
Yeah.
She put her baby in a bassinet in the front room while she gathered everything together. And then even managed to pack the cats in the car, put everything in the car and literally drove away and got a block away before she realised she'd left her son in the front room in a bassinet.
It's so funny because like people would be thinking, why don't you put the kid in the car first? Is it like you don't actually when you're packing the car, you put the kids in the car last.
Yeah. And she just, with all of the, you know, fear of the fire and being in an emergency situation, she just didn't think about it. She left her kid behind.
Poor thing. Oh, it does happen. People leave their kids behind.
Well, I'd like to know where you've left your kid, actually.
Oh, good.
You know, my partner, James, his mum walked him in the pram with the dog down to the shops when he was a bub.
Yeah.
And then when she finished her shopping, she untied the dog lead from the pram and walked the dog home and left James at the shops. In the stroller. I want to know, Diana, where'd you leave your kid?
We left him in a holiday home.
Oh, half his luck. What happened there?
So, youngest child, so we were done. We packed everything. He was fast asleep in his little cot. So we packed everything, locked the house up, and it was one of those places where you have to, like, you know, go to the front desk and, you know, check out and stuff. We did all of that. Checked out. Instead of driving off, it was in Busselton.
How far did you make it before you figured out that you had to turn around?
This was 10 years ago, so I'm just trying to remember. I just remember at the shopping centre, we pulled up and one of the kids in the back were like, and he was 5. And he's like, Mum, where's the baby?
If the kid hadn't said anything, we wouldn't have noticed.
Tony in High Wycombe at a shopping centre in Miami over in the US.
Yeah, you're going to do it. You do it properly, right? So, had 3 kids. Still got 3 kids. Remembered 2 of them. And our 4-year-old daughter, about 10, 15 minutes after we had left this particular shop. Oh, my God, where is she? And I was there with my parents, so the kids' grandparents. And we were wandering around and thought we were doing great things. Went to go and get an ice cream, and my daughter's missing. As you can imagine, panic and chaos and hysteria and all sorts of stuff. I was trying to stay calm and cool because that's what you do as a dad, but I was wrecking it, not going to lie. Anyway, Troy, we chased our steps and my darling little daughter was still sat in front of the massive TV in the shop we're in watching Barney, I think it was. Quite happy, quite content, having a fantastic time while the rest of us were absolutely hysterical.
Can imagine. Robin in Baldivis, where did you leave your kid?
I left my child in his capsule. I took the capsule out of the car, walked inside, put it on top of the trolley, went around, did my shopping, came to the checkout, took the capsule off the top of the trolley, put him on the floor, scanned all my shopping, turned around, walked out of the store and just completely forgot about him. And I had this, I heard this hello come from the checkout lady and I thought, oh no, what have I done? What have I stolen? What have I forgot to scan? And then she turned around and pointed at my son on the floor and I'm like, oh my, didn't even think that I'd left him there. Think that he wasn't sitting on top of the trolley, just was about to walk out and see you later.
Oh, Robin.
All good.
And everybody's looking at you too because it's gone over the speakers. It's gone over the speakers of the whole supermarket. Mike, tell us what happened to your friends.
Yeah, they left one of their kids at the church after the child's christening.
Oh, just going off for cake and presents and didn't think about
it. Yeah, we were all going back for lunch and, you know, they've got three or four kids and, you know, they get back there and, oh, have you got him? No, I thought you had him and nobody had him and someone, yeah, they left the home of the church.
Oh,
yeah.
They had four kids. I mean, you've got a spare.
Exactly.
Now that it's Friday, before we go away, the producers are here for one final say to reflect on the week, the great and the crap, to bring you something they call the producer rap.
Yeah, producer rap time. Producers Rami and
Kat. Hello.
Hi, boys.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are we?
What a week.
What a week. Can I blow your minds for a moment?
Yes.
We had Rove McManus on the show this week.
What? That feels like ages ago.
Was that Monday?
That was Monday.
Plays a real estate agent, Bucky on Bluey.
On Bluey. Do we do this every Friday, though?
Yes.
Do we come into this segment every Friday and go, wait, that happened this week?
But a lot of things go into this show.
Yes.
Yes, that's why.
Mm. A lot of things. Like, including...
You sound tired.
Including... Yes, I'm a bit tired.
We exhaust him, let's be fair.
Yeah, he's absolutely dried. I'm sick of you all. Early this week, we asked the question, how did you find out you were cheated on? And Sue from Cloverdale, bless Sue, she called in with a riveting story. And she was telling us what happened when she was asleep and then woke up in the middle of the night.
Well, I decided I need to go to the toilet. And on my way to the toilet, I heard the door was closed in the spare room. I heard a few noises. And then decided to open the door and turn the light on. And there's my husband in bed with my stepsister.
So,
God.
So what did you do when you saw them there? I've been curious because you see in the movies some people.
Oh no, he did it!
Whoops! Someone said something a little bit naughty.
Oh, behave!
Back to Pete and Kimber.
Always sounds awkward when that thing kicks in. I basically asked her, "What did you say when you saw your husband there?" And she yelled what she said.
What did you
and
think she was going to say?
It had a swear in it.
She was going to sort of dance around what she said. You
she
know,
said, get is, the
yeah,
out. It had quite a bad swear in there as well.
So. Or,
thank you, Sue.
Or did she say, can I join you? I don't know. You'll have to check the podcast.
Well, it's not in the podcast either, but you can go back and listen to the podcast if you want to hear that one more time. Also, we had people on the Mix Fam asking for more of this phone topic that we did yesterday. Yesterday, we did best caller wins for your freak accidents. And Deepak phoned in with this absolute belter.
Deepak, tell us.
2 years ago, when I took my son for a birthday party, and then he was waiting in a queue for his turn. So something happened, and he slipped backwards. And as he slipped backwards, there was like a hook in the fence. And then as he fell, the hook actually hooked the back of his skull. And as he fell, just ripped open the whole... It was like peeling an orange.
It was like peeling an orange.
I will never get that out of my brain. I won't be able to look at an orange the same way ever again.
The image is just burned in now.
Do you reckon, 'cause we've done a few of these now, right? And people are really loving them. Like, it pops on the text line and the Mix Fam and everything. Do you reckon, like, we've trained people to love this stuff? Or they've always been there?
It's
and
like,
now they're finally getting what it is that they want.
I mean, I hated hearing it, but it did still give me a laugh. It's a bit of both.
Hey, we've got a little shout-out as well here. To myself. So earlier this morning, you, Pete and Kimber, did a story about the new album from Taylor Swift dropping at midday today. Yeah. Now, behind the scenes, as we were rushing to get this ready, you asked me to get you a song that I thought hadn't been released yet and you knew hadn't been released. It's the duet with Taylor Swift and Post Malone.
Yeah, Fortnite. It's meant to be the big one off the album.
Yes, and you were saying, get me a bit of the song. I said, I don't think it's been released yet because it comes out at midday. He goes, no, it'll be there somewhere. Mm. So I was trying to contact Taylor Swift and her team and all within 2 minutes. Yeah, yeah. But then I thought, oh, okay, let me just Google it. And I found you the audio. Press play.
Sounds so good. So good.
I can't wait for this to come out.
Me too. Yeah.
Well, go on. It turns out we might have to wait a little bit longer for that one to come out because it's AI generated.
That's fake.
Oh, that's fake. Not
a great reason.
I tell you what, though, whoever has produced that piece of AI,
banger,
like yeah. Banger,
good song,
great song,
good.
Banger.
Like, kudos to AI.
Overall. Yeah, one of our other producers in the building came up to me and said, "Just so you know, that's an AI generated one." So
the competent one.
Who doesn't work on this team?
Sorry, I had a...
The Foundation Series from Endeavour Homes is the affordable alternative with premium inclusions. Endeavour Homes, builders of quality.